Welcome to day 5 of the 21 Days to Self-Love Meditation Experience. Today is about forgiving you. And let's invite the beautiful angel Bath Cole to come in. She can be invoked when you're finding it difficult to forgive someone or to release your judgment about yourself or about a situation. She will show you love and how to live with grace, ease, and with an open heart. She has the most beautiful voice. So allow her celestial voice to fill your heart and mind as she guides you. So let's officially invoke her in now. Bath Cole, Divine Daughter of Voice, I ask for your assistance. Please guide me as I move forward in my life. Help me to overcome my judgment and to see life through the eyes of love. Assist me in making choices that will enrich my life and the lives of those around me. I give thanks for your understanding, love, and support. What is that thing that you have at your disposal 24/7 that has been loving you from the moment you were conceived? It's actually your body. So today, we're going to go through your body, different parts of your body. And we're going to ask for forgiveness in any way that we have not treated our body very kindly. Do you ask your body what it wants? Most people don't. Today is about being very tuned in and loving your body as much as your body, which is one of your higher levels, by the way, as it loves you. Your body is not you, but it's yours. Your soul has chosen this body to live out this human experience. So your soul is much bigger than your body. However, ego is mostly identified with this body and all the five senses. So let's actually go through different parts of the body with total love and focus. And you'll find that you'll probably have a release in many different ways today. So wiggle your toes and say hello, toes. Hello. Thank you for all you do for me. Please forgive me for not acknowledging you on a daily basis. So hello and thank you. Now put all of your attention on your feet. Feet. Your feet represents understanding of life and of others. What can't you stand anymore? Are you having any problems with your feet? Any pain or ailments on your feet? If so, your body may be communicating to you something that you just can't stand anymore. Your ankles. Say hello to your ankles. Hello, ankles. Thank you for all you do. Your ankles represents receiving pleasure. If you have a problem in this area, what are you being inflexible about? Or what are you feeling guilty about, which blocks receiving in pleasure? So if this is true for you, love your ankles right now. Turn and twist your ankles and release any stuck energy in this area of your body. So much stagnant energy gets stuck in our joints, and it's good to twist them to the right and then to the left and up and down and release your joints. Calves. Hello, calves. Thank you for helping me to walk strongly and boldly in my life. Do you have any problems in this area? Charley horses, stiff and painful calves. If so, is there something in your life you're having trouble overcoming? What can't you overcome? Knees. Go ahead and bend your knees right now. Knees. These are about needs. What needs don't you want to know about? This has to do with your pride and ego. So what needs don't you want to know about that you are trying to create? An example of this would be you really desire a loving relationship, but you're trying to convince yourself that you're just fine, just the way things are. Which in truth, you're not fine with it. Thighs and legs carry us forward. If you're holding back, not leaning into life, you may experience leg problems, such as leg cramps or tension. So, not taking enough risks, not leaning into life. Can you let that go now and forgive yourself for holding back? Hips. Problems in the hip area. Sometimes it means, are you with the wrong person sexually? Maybe there's a fear of going forward to major decisions. Maybe like a job change, relationship change, or a move. Or maybe there's nothing to move forward to. So open your hips. Next time you sit on the floor, open your hips wide and release all the stagnant and stuck energy in your hips. Let it go. Any female problems? You may be rejecting your femininity, or a rejection of the feminine principle, or even denial of the self. Let it go. Forgive yourself now. Forgive yourself for ever denying yourself anything. The spleen often represents a problem with obsession, being obsessed about things. So can you release that now? Bath Coal is here to help you release any energy that you're ready to let go of now. Your intestines, which represents assimilation, absorption, and elimination with ease. Are you having problems in your intestines? Then are you having problems absorbing information, understanding what somebody's trying to tell you? Let that go. Forgive yourself. And let that go. Your stomach holds nourishment. It nourishes your creativity and your ideas. Do you have stomach problems? Maybe you have difficulty digesting ideas. Fear of the new. Inability to assimilate the new, or even dread of the new, dread of change. Are you willing to release that now? Good, let it go. Your liver, which is the seat of anger and primitive emotions. Experiencing liver problems, you may be holding on to a lot of anger. And it's time to let that go. Bath Coal, take this anger. Take it now and let it go. Now take a deep breath on this one. Because this is your lungs. Breathing in deeply all the way in means that you are able to take life in. Not being able to take deep, full breaths may represent depression, grief, fear of taking in life, or not feeling worthy of living life fully. And is it true that you're not worth living life fully? No, of course not. So release that now. and help it release by taking a deep breath. And exhale it out, handing it over to Bath Cole. Thank you, Bath Cole. And your heart, which represents the center of love and security. Having heart problems, then you're squeezing all the joy out of your heart in favor of maybe money or position. You may be experiencing lack of joy, like hardening of the heart. Experiencing belief that causes so much strain and stress in your life. So right now, open your heart, lower your shoulders, and push your shoulders back, opening your heart now, taking in a big, deep breath into your heart, and release your fears, your insecurities. When you walk around the house, start tapping on your heart and release the hardening of your heart. And now moving up into your throat. Do you have a sore throat? Are you constantly clearing your throat? Do you feel stiffness in this area? You may be holding in your angry words or holding in your truth. So take in a deep breath through your throat and let it out audibly. Good, breathe in. And exhale. Good, and moving to your neck, which represents flexibility. Are you refusing to see other people's points of view, other sides of the story? You may have a stiff neck or inflexible neck if you are stubborn and inflexible. So right now, move your neck from side to side to side as if you're saying no, but what you're really doing energetically is saying yes. Yes to being open. And move your head from side to side. And let go of your inflexibility. Let go of your stubbornness. And start to be open to other people's points of view. Do you have a fever? Fever is an inflamed response. You may be burning up with anger. So if you have a fever, you want to really let out your anger. Don't hold it in, and absolutely don't judge it. Let it go. How about your head? Do you have headaches? Any pain in your head? You may be invalidating yourself, filling your head with criticism of yourself and your life, and filled with fear, fearful thoughts, fearful beliefs. So breathe into your head. Put all your attention on your head as you breathe in. And when you exhale, feel all your thoughts running down your arms, and out your fingertips. Again, breathe in. And feel all your thoughts running down your torso, down your legs, out your feet, and out your toes. Good. How about your skin? Do you have any skin problems? You may be holding on to anxiety. Or have a lot of stagnant energy that's buried under the surface. Or maybe you even feel like you're being threatened. Remember, bath coal helps us with knowing that you are safe. You are surrounded by love at all times and in all ways. We all have our own guides and angels, and you're never alone. You may not be tuned into them, but you're never alone. You never have been, and you never will be. So, forgive me for holding on to anxiety. Forgive me for holding on to old buried wounds. Forgive me for believing that life is not safe. I release this now. Do you have a back problem? Then you may be feeling unsupported by life, unsupported by the people around you. And in truth, you are always deeply loved and supported by the light realm at all times. So please forgive me, back for believing that I'm not supported. I release that and let that thought go. And last is your spine. Do you have a painful back problem? Disc problem, vertebrae. And again, that represents the inflexibility. And again, the lack of support in your life. So can you release the idea and the erroneous belief that you are not loved and supported? Because when you begin to believe that you are loved and supported, which you are, you will be so tuned into that, that you will see that everywhere around you. So for every moment that you ever were impatient with your body, looked in the mirror and didn't like what you saw, and got angry at the pain that was presenting or the disease or illness, it's now time to forgive yourself for treating your body with anything but love, respect, and honor. So please forgive me. I love you. Please forgive me. I love you. So for the next 24 hours, treat your body with the utmost love and respect. And I'm sending you off with love.